It's my pleasure to welcome onto the show Joan Bloch, who is the co-convener of the Selwyn Segal Gift Shop. Joan, how did you first get involved volunteering at the gift shop? I mean, we're talking something like 52 years ago.
Hi, Paula. Yes, I wanted to do something meaningful a couple of mornings a week. But not for a moment did I dream that the gift shop would grow into the huge enterprise that it is today and that I'd be working all of every day, sometimes so, well into the night.
So it certainly is meaningful.
Yes, it is. I didn't realize that Hashem's plan for me is that it would become my life.
52 years in the same shop. I'm still trying to get my head around that. How many ribbons do you think you've tied in that time? Be honest.
Is there a number more than a gazillion?
Maybe a gazillion and one.
The arthritis in my hands have their own story to tell. We often laugh at the kilometers and kilometers of ribbon and wrapping paper we use. It could go around the world a few times.
You guys wrap each gift by hand, if I'm not mistaken. Have you ever had a request that made you go, challenge accepted?
Well, we've been asked to please buy chopped herring and gefilte fish to add into a hamper.
Oh, no,
that
come on.
That is a bit challenging, especially if the gift has to go to Pretoria in December.
Please say you didn't do it.
We did it.
You did it.
Absolutely. Challenge accepted.
So nothing is too outrageous.
Absolutely not.
Tell me a little bit about that tiny basement shop. Did it even have space for all of your personalities back then?
Not one person in the shop will ever believe in a million years that I was really, really shy back then. So there were just a couple of us, and I was the shy one in the corner.
And since then, what grew? Your personality or the shop, or both grew at the same time?
Probably both at the same time. Sure.
Joan, between you, Irene Schrabman, and the team, who's the boss when it comes to bow tying perfection? Be honest, do you ever have ribbon wars behind the scenes?
Oh dear, I guess that's me. Unfortunately for everyone, I'm the perfectionist. I drive everybody crazy, and I'm sure that everyone rolls their eyes at me behind my back. But on the other hand, my amazing co-convener Irene and I, in fact, all of us work together to create our beautiful gifts and our themes for every hug. And I do need to say at this time, without Irene, the shop certainly wouldn't be what it is today. We've built this together.
Where did the idea for the shop actually come from?
You know, that was Jessica Emden's brainchild. It was something that she wanted to do. And we just climbed on the bandwagon and it grew from there.
We know that every rand goes straight to the Selwyn Segal Centre. What's something about the Selwyn Segal Centre's work that always warms your heart?
The Selwyn Segal has created a safe and warm haven for our amazing residents. They have their own special brand of happiness. And quite honestly, I'm really honoured and privileged to have been given the opportunity to be part of this amazing organisation. And I hope to make a difference in their lives.
And giving gifts, where do you get the initiative, or what do you think? How do you get the thoughts on what gifts to stock in the shop?
We brainstorm together, we go out buying together, we feed on each other's thoughts and minds, and we work out what people would like, what we would like to give as a gift, and we know that they would like to give us a gift as well.
Let's talk favorites. Is there one item in the shop that you'd secretly love to keep for yourself every time it comes in?
Oh, don't tell my husband. If I bring another wonky red dish home, he'll have a cadenza. There's no space for me.
And Joan, the gifts that you stock, I imagine that they've changed over the years. I mean, over half a century, people's tastes in the community have probably changed as well.
Yeah, Paula, trends change. They certainly do. And we try to keep up with those trends. We go out there and see what everybody else is selling. We go online and see what is popular. We speak to the young people in the community and see what they would like to buy and what they would like to give as gifts.
What's trending at the moment?
Wonky wear, always wonky wear, and paper pots dishes and lots of lovely toys. And we've just got something called oozles into the shop, which apparently is the trend in children's gifts at the moment. And luckily for us, we've got a young person running the toy shop, and she knows and keeps up with what's going on out there.
Joan, do any of the residents visit the shop or help out in some way? Any interactions that have stayed with you?
You know what? The residents sometimes do pop into the shop to buy fluffy toys for a boyfriend or a girlfriend. And it warms our hearts beyond to know that love is in the air.
Love is in the air. And the Three Roses Cafe, that sounds divine. And I've actually been there. They make a mean cappuccino. Do you ever sneak off mid-wrap for a cheeky cappuccino and a slice of something delicious?
You know what? They've got a great delivery service to the gift shop. And they often bring us what we've ordered, and our waistlines tell the story of that.
Believe me, I know what you're talking about there. And you're at 113 George Avenue, Sandringham. Can you perhaps just tell our listeners why you would encourage them to come to the gift shop? Why come and buy a special gift from the Selwyn Segal gift shop as opposed to somewhere else?
You know, our mission statement is give a gift and do a mitzvah. The gift is in the giving. So just coming in and browsing and seeing our beautiful gifts and giving them on to others, they are performing that mitzvah, and they too are making a difference in the lives of the mentally challenged. And for that, we really, really hope that they will support us and thereby supporting the residents.